In Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX, the Seahawks host the San Francisco 49ers Sunday afternoon at CenturyLink Field. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel tells 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick that the team has a good shot at winning, despite having one glaring weakness.
The offensive line is a vulnerable point for the Seahawks. Art, how bad is it?
Well, it's pretty grim right now. There's no getting around it. The Seahawks have only 15 points in two games. They've scored one touchdown in 22 possessions against the Miami Dolphins and the LA Rams. That's just about worst in the league. So it's really been a problem, and it's got two main ingredients into it. First one is the play of Russell Wilson. He's limited by a high ankle sprain, and there is some debate going on about whether Russell should be playing or sitting, because an ankle sprain typically takes 6 weeks, like no play.
Right.
And Russell sprained it against Miami, and a week later he's playing. So there's a whole lot of people saying, wait a minute, sit this man down. Let him rest. But Russell won't have it, and really they're not prepared to do it with a rookie backup quarterback. So he's going to try to power through this. And the second problem is the line itself. Historically, the Seahawks save money by not paying the offensive line. And they do that because every team has to make that kind of hard choice under the NFL salary cap. You can't fund all positions with top players all the time. You have to make tough decisions. And they trust assistant coach Tom Cable with the ability to coach these young guys up, the less experienced guys, and by midseason or so, they're competent. That's pretty much what happened last year. And they had a great run in the second half of last season. That part is vulnerable right now because they have four new guys in four different positions. Only Gary Gilliam at right tackle is a holdover from last year. So they've really done a high-risk maneuver here, and they're paying for it right now.
And these are the guys protecting Russell Wilson and trying to make holes for their running backs to get through and just basically to let the offense do their job.
Right.
Do you see the O-line improving anytime soon?
Well, it will improve with the return of their rookie first-round draft choice, Jermaine Ifedi. He plays right guard, and he does it very well, but he hurt his ankle. He sprained it, just like Russell, 3 days before the season opener. And that left the Seahawks to put in Jamarcus Webb, a veteran guy, but he's not very good. So when Ifedi comes back, they're thinking that that's going to be a big part of the fix. I think it's going to take a little longer for everybody to become cohesive. And the risk is that they're going to fall into a thing that they had last year where they lost too many games early. And even though they recovered in the second half of the season, they wound up not getting the division title, which meant they started the playoffs on the road. And we remember the horrors of the frozen tundra of Minneapolis,
yes,
the coldest game in Minnesota history. So that's the kind of thing you want to avoid.
Now, they're on friendly ground on Sunday hosting the 49ers at CenturyLink Field. What are their chances?
I think it's a lot better than what's happened before because they're playing a less formidable opponent. The two defensive lines they faced against the Dolphins and the Rams were really top-flight defenders. This week, I don't think that's the case. San Francisco is vulnerable defensively, and they're not all that great offensively in the first year of Chip Kelly, the former University of Oregon coach. So fairly safe bet to say that they're going to prevail against the 49ers at home. Then they have to fly to New York and play the Jets, and that's going to be a challenge. And somewhere, somehow, Russell Wilson needs to sit down for a few days and put his feet up. I don't know if the schedule will allow.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.